والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيدنا سورة الحشر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. الله سبحانه وتعالى sending a warning. He says يا أيها الذين آمنوا oh who believed فلتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. Look at the consequence of what you are doing. What you are doing now affect the result tomorrow. What basically it means, look to what you're doing here and how is that impacting what the life after, the hereafter. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. How you prepared yourself for tomorrow, for the hereafter. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. And have the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is all expert by what you do. In this ayat, when the first impression that we get from this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us again and again and again that the goal of this life, the purpose of this life, is to use it as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare yourself for the hereafter. That means you are responsible for what you are doing now. Good or bad, you are the one who prepare yourself by yourself for the hereafter. The second, between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy, nothing other than the act of disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy is not exclusive to anybody, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for all his believers, for all the mankind. If you believe and follow the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get the consequence of that. If you don't, you're going to also get the consequence of your choices. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. So it is vivid clear in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that the angel around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they seek forgiveness to the believer. They seek forgiveness to the people that constantly in a state of repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So between you and between in this life, you have the choice. Either by your own choice, you will go to Allah's mercy and no one going to stop you. Or wal'ayazu billah, you get out and also no one going to stop you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us know what is the act of disobedience, what is the meaning of it. It is any act or say that you do against the constitution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expecting you to do. Anything other than that. And the act that he forbid it, it is an act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that the act of disobedience, wal'ayazu billah, it has so many kind. The act of disobedience or the forbiddance, they have so many kind. One of them, do and don't. And the second, which is, it is the magnitude of it is a lot more bigger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, don't approach it. Or don't get closer. لا تقربوا. Why? Because if you get closer, the temptation will be a lot more than you can handle. So be alert. And whatever can lead to forbidden is forbidden. Even if it seems or it looks in the beginning, it is not forbidden. But it's going to lead. وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. Some people can come and say, what is wrong with dating? Dating and having a nice, good friendly relationship. Can you really come and say the same feeling and the same reaction and the same relationship going to stay the same after a month? What is that going to lead to? Whatever leads to forbidden, we have to look at it. And that's, it comes to the second type of tahrim. وَلْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ How, I talked before, maybe I'm just going to sum it quickly, how this sin happened. We all, no exception, we all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. We all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the comfort life in this life and to be the acceptance in the hereafter and to be from the Jannah, inshaAllah. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to all of us. But how, as long as we have that intention, how and why we do the disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The key, the major key for the act of disobedient is what it called al-ghafla an zikrillah. When you are in a state of absence, your mind in a state of absence, and you are not in a state of zikrillah, you don't remember Allah, you don't remember the value of life, you don't remember that you are hitting death, you don't remember that your job is to prepare, use whatever you got, ingredient now, health, wealth, time, life, whatever, friends, knowledge, you need all of that to prepare yourself to qualify for the hereafter, what you do? You forget that. So you be absent-minded about the purpose of life and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. You get the second month you are in a state of ghafla. It comes to the second step, which is the whisper of shaitan. وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ And the shaitan make the act of disobedience attractive. And after that, you feel urged to do the act of disobedience. You respond to وَلَعَزُ بِاللَّهِ And you make the act of disobedience. The minute you do the act of disobedience, what is the shaitan going to say? I'm innocent. He did it. I did it. He is the one who did the mistake. I didn't do it. I told him. Who told him to follow me? You see the impact? So in the day of judgment, none of us will come with the excuse that the shaitan overpower you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا That means the impact and the influence of the shaitan, the impact and the influence of the shaitan is what? Weak. But when it is magnituded, when it is big, when I want it to be, when I am attracted. And even the shaitan, when he was saying after the questioning, that it happened with Adam and he said what? I will attract all your servants. But he said there is one category I know that I'm not going to be able to handle. Who are those? Illa al-mukhlasin. Except the sincere one. The one who sincerely worship you. I know that I'm not going to get those category. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabbil Alameen. And after that, وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ After you do the mistake, you come and you have urge, another urge for explaining the mistake, to justify the mistake. Why did you do that? Everybody is doing that. Before you know it, you find yourself doing it again and again if you don't repent, if you don't admit what you did is wrong, a mistake. And you justify it. You keep doing it again and again and again, and it comes to the point where right will turn out to be wrong and wrong will turn out to be right. And before you know it, you find yourself. Anyone come to remind you by what is right and what is wrong, you will attack him. You are not going to like to stay with him. And that can tell you maybe why the most vicious mean attack. It was against prophets and messengers and salihin. Why? They are not coming to size to take your money, take your life, take your property, take anything. They are just saying you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be good to yourself. That's it. But they remind you. There is a conflict of interest here. And you already justified your mistake. You said I am right. it is good, it feels good, it tastes good. But in the scale of right or wrong, who cares? As long as it tastes good. There is one important thing we need to understand. The act of disobedience, like the act of obedience, they don't come single. Even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count them single and reward you single or punish you single, but they don't never come single. They never come single. You come in here today for the Jum'ah prayer. What was your goal? What is the goal? It's only the Jum'ah prayer. And we know how the Jum'ah prayer is. In Sharia, we know what the Jum'ah prayer means. But when you came in here, you said, Assalamu alaikum to somebody, you shake hands. That's Alhamdulillah Sadaqah. Did you mean it? No. You made 2 rak'ah tahit al-masjid. Right? Then you sat down and recite some of the Quran. All of that accumulating. Why you came in here? You came to pray Jum'ah. You did not come to pray to rak'ah. You did not come, and inshallah, a lot of us, after the Jum'ah prayer, we'll pray sunnah. So, you look, they don't come single. So when you have the intention to do something good, before you know it, you are in a package of doing good. Even if you don't mean it. So imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you by every time you attempted to make good and you end up with having a whole lot of fringes. I mean, a lot of things came up with it and you are already paid for it without even you meant it in the beginning to have it happen. But it happened because you are doing good and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarding you for it. You sit down, you find yourself doing this, reciting Quran, 2 rak'ah, whatever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your heart to do. Also the act of disobedience, wal'ayazu billah, they don't come single. Wal'ayazu billah, somebody takes something that doesn't belong to him. Right? That's one act. The owner of that object came and asked, I lost my stuff. Did anybody see it? You're going to lie and say, no. That's another one, right there. Okay, I know that I got that article, watch or glasses or whatever, and I lost it here, and I know that I put it in this table, and it is not there now. Somebody took it does not walk. So what is the third thing going to come to my heart? I'm going to have a doubt about somebody here. I'm going to have a doubt about the relationship, about the trust with the group that exists here. That's another mistake. Who is carrying that? The one who started. Maybe, wal'a'azu billah, I have bad feeling about some person, somebody. So I find myself accusing him or accusing her. While they are innocent, here is another one. So they don't come single. They come in groups. So we have to be very watchful. We have to be very careful about what we say and what we do. And what we are doing going to lead to. Wal'a'azu billah, you see, remember, doing good, they don't come single. And doing bad, they don't come single either. Now we need to know the impact of one single act of disobedience. What it does. Imagine the magnitude of the size and the problem that we are in for every time we do one mistake. Now we know that they don't come single, but only one. Let us assume for the sake of it that it is only one mistake. Imagine that this mistake, according to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah and the interpretation of a lot of scholars and major school of thought, it has a 26 impact. One give you 26 impact. They can be grouped in 4 major areas. Can you imagine this mistake? What it's going to do? The first group going to affect your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second going to affect your relationship with yourself. Going to affect your relationship. I'm not saying acts, I'm saying group. There is under it a lot of items. The third group gonna affect your relationship with people, the people around you. Number four gonna affect your relationship with the universe that you are living in, with nature. Look at the first, وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. The first impact of the act of disobedience that you get to Allah subhanahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy compass, my mercy overshed everything. He is mad at you. He is angry with you. And what did the anger here mean? Mean that Allah taking you out of His mercy. And what does His mercy mean? The word mercy, rahmah, what it means? Means that the forgiveness of Allah will supersede His punishment. Even when we sometimes, when we have somebody do something wrong and we are going after him, somebody going to say, okay, okay, he got enough, have mercy on him now. Just have mercy. Have mercy, that means what? Let the forgiveness supersede the anger or the punishment. Imagine you are by your own choice going outside the umbrella and having Allah angry with you. What is it? What is it that it can be worth it? What is it? What is it? Are we aware of what we are doing to ourselves? The second problem in the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gonna say, if you insist in doing what you are doing, guess what? We'll leave you alone. We'll leave you alone. Don't ever think that you are that valuable that it will be sin that somebody else to look after you or to stop you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُشَقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعُ غَيْرَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنَصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Let it be known who will divert from منهاج الله, who will divert from the course of action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want and represent itself in the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ بَعْدَ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. After was informed, know what is right and what is wrong. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he followed the footsteps of the non-believer. He will go to the act of disobedience. What is going to be the consequence? نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. That's what you want to do by your will? No one going to stop you. Keep going. You are insisting? Okay. That's your choice. And وَنَصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. نَصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ, you're going to end up in the hellfire, وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And جَهَنَّمْ is a certain place in وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ forbid it on us. Don't think that جَهَنَّمْ, that dinar or Allah punishment, it has a lot of categories and it, a lot of format and a lot of places. وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ, جَهَنَّمْ is one of them. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, and he will have the bad ending. Because you lost the life and you lost the hereafter. When it comes to the relationship with oneself, usually when you are doing the act of disobedience and you got used to it, and the act of disobedience now to you is a way of life. It is your, it's already, you got used to it. You don't have a problem of doing it. The first thing that it happened, affecting your relationship with yourself, you will delay the act of repentance. You're not going to repent. What am I going to repent about? I'm not doing anything wrong to start with. You see? If I do not, I came to the point where what I am doing is justifiable. Maybe it is wrong. Maybe it's, you know, like, oh, well, somebody was telling somebody, there is no reason for names, that this is wrong. He says, okay, according to Quran and Sunnah, he said, okay, we are doing a lot of things wrong too. Lower priority, very lower priority. They do not visualize or imagine they are doing the disobedient to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تحسبونه هين وهو عند الله عظيم. You think that it is okay, it is just an act, it is something simple, it is already, and the worst part of it, they're going to forget it. But Allah wouldn't. And it is great act. It is act with a very, very big impact and very, very big magnitude. So, delay the tawbah, the repentance to Allah. I'm not doing anything wrong. What am I going to repent for? What is it that I did wrong? Nothing. وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ They deceive. The second thing you do, you lose vision. You are not anymore able because you deceive yourself, cheat yourself, justify what you are doing. As long as it is good and feel good, it is right. And it is not feel good, it is not. That doesn't mean what you are doing is right and what you are rejecting is wrong. Maybe the verse. So now you are in a state of confusion. You don't know what is right and you don't know what is wrong. Well, how you got to this state? That's the impact of doing the act of disobedience. You are not going to be able to judge. And this is why you see a lot of people keep day and night making dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa razuqna itiba'ah wa arina al-batila batila wa razuqna iktinabah. Ya Allah, show us what is right and help us to be among them and help us to do it and show us what is wrong and help us to stay away from it. Wal-ayazu billah, also with yourself, you will never be satisfied. You are constantly in a state of rebellion. You will never settle. In the act of disobedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tailored you. And based on whatever you are, what He gives you, if you know how to use it, if you know how to use it, you qualify to His mercy. He gave us all different things. He never gave the same thing twice, and that why He is a mighty. Instead of looking at others, look at what you got and how you use it to qualify to Allah's mercy. Don't worry about what is in other people's hand. Worry about what you have, what in your hand. So all the time you are not satisfied. All the time you are in a state of rebellion. I want more, or I want a better, and I want others. Never satisfied and in a state of rebellion. Conscious. That person inside you that it tells you this is right and this is wrong, what's going to happen to him? You're going to kill him, or you're going to drug him. You're going to make him inferior because you don't listen to your conscience anymore. And even if you still have some remains of a good conscience, you're going to do what? You're going to keep nagging you. Nagging you, nagging you. Even after tens of years, a lot of people say, my conscience wouldn't take it. A lot of people go committed crime after a period of time, a long period of time, they say, I have to make this right. I cannot live with my conscience. I think all this statement that I'm saying, you heard it before. I cannot live with my conscience. I cannot live with myself. Have you ever heard about somebody did the right thing and he complained? Well, a'udhu billah, let me give you a very quick example. If somebody get married and he is having a married life, and somebody, well, a'udhu billah, having an affair, he knows what is right and what is wrong. Who have a conscious problem, maybe you are not happy with your spouse. Okay. That's another issue. But your conscience will never be nagging you. But what's going to be nagging you? The other relationship. The other relationship is what's going to nag you. Because by your nature, you know what is right and what is wrong. Keep that conscience alive. what can kill, drug, abuse that conscious is the act of disobedience and justification to the act of disobedience. And wal'azu billah, like I said, you end up in the long run right turn out to be wrong, and wrong turn out to be right. Lawful will turn out to be forbiddance. Forbiddance will turn out to be lawful. And you are lost in your direction. And why did you do that? Your heart want the Jannah and want Allah to be pleased with you. But your act and the direction where is your foot is going is a complete different area. You need alignment. You need to go right in now and to justify and to see what are you doing and where is that taking you to. وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. In the relationship, the third category is in the relationship between you and between others. And I gave example in the beginning. What going to supersede among us is what? If everybody going to follow his own convenience, and everybody it is okay to do disobedient, the first thing going to happen, the strong going to supersede, the powerful going to supersede. That's going to be the culture for having tyrant, dictators, wrongdoers. And what they're going to do, those people, they will never have a mercy on anyone else. Another thing you are not aware of, when you do something wrong to somebody, maybe you can shut him down by force. You can beat the daylight out of them, and maybe they are not going to stop, they're going to stop screaming or whatever. But you will never, ever be able to get to that person and stop him from making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dua al-mazloom, the oppressed one, Allah said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَنصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. By my mighty, I will provide you victory, and I will provide you, and I will provide the revenge, and I will get you right even after a while. Who in the world want Allah to go after him? You did something wrong to somebody else, another human being, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is after you to get the right of that person. Make dua. Another thing, it takes you, exempt you from dua al-saliheen. The people that they make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond. Look at what when we do the prayer, any prayer you do, after two rak'ah, what we do tahiyyat. What did the tahiyyat say? Attahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibah. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. Imagine if you are in the good category. Every person, I'm not going to worry about angel now. Every person making salah, he's making dua to you. That's what he said. عباد الله الصالحين. If you are among the Salihin, Allahumma ja'alna minhum ma rabbal alameen, you are entailing his in this dua. Even if you don't know them, even if you don't see them, even if they are completely in another area, in another even peninsula, but when they are making dua, you are included. The act of disobedience is going to take you out of that, this category. Does it worth it? السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. You are out. And وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. Who gonna be your companion? If you are having the intention and having the heart, وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ, having the intention and having the heart to go after the, you enjoy doing the act of disobedience, who gonna be your companion? Who would like you go to? Who are your friends? Who you like to socialize with? Well, as of Allah, somebody like to drink. He gonna go with somebody, tell him, let us go and go to the masjid, or go to, there is a scholar talking or whatever, and let us make two rak'ahs. Or he gonna go and say, hey man, you got something here, let us go after it. Or I know a good bar, or Wal'azu Billah, or I know this and I know that. Who you are dealing with? What is your value in my life, and what is my value in your life? We are helping each other, supporting each other. We supposed to be this net, the safe net to each other. The strongest one among us, when I come a time, weaken. I need my brother, I need my friend, I need those to lift me up and say, wake up, you are going wrong. I need them. But if I'm wrong and they are wrong, who gonna tell me what I'm wrong? Who gonna tell me what I'm doing is wrong? So I am exempted from as-salihin, the good ones, company. And I'm, wal'iyazu billah, ended up with the wrongdoer, company. You see now, what mistakes can do to you? One single disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to see, even look at the fourth category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Ar-Rum, Zahra al-Fasad, all the corruption, it appeared. Where? In the land and in the sea. Why? What did the people did? Because what did the people had did? Some people can take it physically and see what kind of a pollution that we are doing to the nature, which is, that's right too, but it is very limited meaning. You are a part of the ecosystem. The ecosystem impacts you, and what you're doing is impact the ecosystem. If you are doing right, all the universe with you. In the other, you are awkward. And don't think I'm getting this out of my mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Dawood, what? Ya Jibal, do what? Awibi. Concur with Dawood, with tasbih, the appraise of Sayyidina Dawood. Don't ever think that because you cannot, that you have no impact on nature. No, you do. You do. You do have impact on nature, and nature have impact on you. When you are in act of disobedience, you cannot see, you cannot feel, your heart is sealed, you cannot make the communication. You cannot make the communication. So let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our sin and all our mistakes. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to have a brand new start. And inshallah, we will be among the pious ones. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Brothers, in conclusion, we need to be how we should be proactive against the act of disobedience, and get it before the act of disobedience get us. We have to be very proactive. We have to be alert. We have to make a shield between us and between the act of disobedience. The first thing you need to do is zikrillahi tabarak wa ta'ala. Your heart can have two. Your heart cannot and will not have Allah and somebody else with him inside. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. If you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, there is no place to somebody else, including you. So, first number one, be in a state of zikrillah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be among the people, and I hope inshallah we will be among them. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار. These people in constant state of zikr لله. They are not sitting all day and all night in the masjid. No, they are working, hard workers, having problems, they are married, they have children, they have everything. But basically, and their mind in life, but what is the heart? The heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are constantly in a state of zikrillah tabarak wa ta'ala, praising Allah and seek forgiveness. That does not stop you from doing a good job, whatever you are doing. That does not stop you. That does not stop you from before you do or say anything. You ask yourself, is that going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? I know it's going to please me. But is it going to please Allah or not? Number two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He threw the forbidden that He told us. What is the wrong thing to not to do? And what is the right thing to do? And for every one single wrong thing He told us not to do, He gave us hundreds of things to do. In the same category. He said, no adultery, but get married. No alcohol. Look how many liquid you can drink. What kind of waters, juice, milk you can drink. For every one single thing that He said don't do, He gave you substitute. Everything. So what you do, know what is right and do it and stick to it and don't think it is cheap. And the other one tempting, yes, know it and don't do it. But there is all the time gray area. Sometimes we get mixed up. Is that right or wrong? Listen to the good fellow inside you. You have a good man inside you. You have a good person inside you. It's called the conscience. Listen to him. If he's going to start nagging, going to start talking, listen to him. And let me tell you this. You as a Muslim, you do not have the luxury of time. We do not have the luxury of time. The task ahead of you and the task ahead of me is a lot more bigger. And we have to finish it while we are alive. And what is that task? Is to qualify yourself by yourself to Allah's mercy. When you come in the day of judgment on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will tell you, وَكَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Now you trial yourself. See what you did is good or bad. You don't have a luxury. Leave whatever you have a doubt in to whatever you don't have a doubt in. Because you don't have the luxury. If you have a doubt about anything, leave it. What is it that you cannot do and you have a doubt in? And you cannot live without it? Nothing. Leave it. Don't let it stop you. Go from the doubt to reality. And probably you heard it, and I'm going to keep saying it till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, take my soul. Never, ever, ever do what you think it is right. Only do what you know it is right. Everybody think he is right. You have 74% of maximum security prisons. I'm not going to worry about if they are good or bad. That's not my problem. But like I said, this percentage strongly believe they are victims. And they had to do what they had to do. And no one came and say, I'm guilty. Out of this category, at this percentage. Don't do everybody think he is right. If you are right and you are right and you are right and I'm right, who is the wrongdoer? Where is all of this corruption coming from? Please do not do what you think it is right. Only do what you know it is right. Know your enemy. Know who is sincerely your enemy. We have the tendency, my enemy who is in a conflict with my interest, I want to get something and he got it. I want a job and he got it before me. Or threat my idea about myself. I'm a good guy and I'm good, but he's doing better. Instead of saying, may Allah bless him, let me try to do like what he is doing and even more, or let us see how we can work with each other. What we do? We try to do what? Put obstacles in front of them. And a lot of people, even not Muslims, are the enemy of success. When they see somebody successful, they come after him to make him fail. The enemy of success. So this is the two categories. So now, my enemy is the one who gonna take something from me, or the something or somebody gonna threat my idea about myself. But in reality, neither one. Neither one is my enemy. The true enemy, the true enemy, is the one who take me or help me to get out of Allah's mercy. And if you look at the reality, the true reality, the pure reality, that enemy can be staying right here between your lips. No one can harm you more than you. And no one gonna benefit you more than you. You are the only one who walk out of Allah's mercy by His choice. No one pushing you out. And when you look closely in the Quran, it says, وَاتَّبَعُوا خَطَوَاتُ الشَّيْطَانِ. They follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Shaitan did not push them to follow. He walked and you walked after him. Don't come and blame him now. You blame yourself. The reality, be kind to yourself. Have a mercy on yourself. Understand what the gift of life is all about. And the last thing, there are so many, but for the purpose of the khutbah, inshallah, I will share with you. And one more thing is repentance. Seek repentance. Seek forgiveness. Even for what you do not remember. For what you do not remember, or you know that you did. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَتَجَاوَزْ عَمَّا تَعْلَمْ. O Ya Allah, have mercy and have forgiveness over what you know, not what I know. Keep asking this, and look at the constitution, look at the law, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. What kind of a guarantee, what kind of a mercy He gave us when He said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Ya Muhammad, we will never punish them as long as you are among them. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And we will never punish them, Ya Muhammad, as long as they seek forgiveness. So forgiveness is not an act that we do on Friday. Or forgiveness is a state we live in. It is a state. You are an act of forgive. Ask for forgiveness. You don't know that you did something wrong. Ask for forgiveness. Because not knowing that you did something wrong is by its own self wrong. Train yourself. Train your tongue. Train your soul. It is all training. It is all akhlaq. It is all development. To seek forgiveness. And let that control your behavior. Maybe there is a lot of things that you do right now, and it is instinct, or it is you got used to it. But seeking forgiveness automatically gonna alert you. You find yourself somebody coming and stop you. Your own forgiveness. Your ask sincerity. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not doing the wrong. Going to stop you from doing wrong, even if you don't know that it is wrong, because you're going to reinstate your conscience and let your conscience direct you again to the right direction. That issue is very big, but it is all the starting point. And what you can do, you can listen, learn a lot, and you can hear a lot. But the most important thing, what is your commitment? What you going to do? The life is yours. The choice is yours. Either you're going to make the best out of it, or وَلَعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ, the other way around. Don't take it for granted, because it can be gone a lot more faster than you think. The maximum you can do, be ready. Stop bleeding to your iman. It called act of disobedience, ma'asiyah. I look at it as the internal bleeding to iman. Can you imagine somebody having internal bleeding day and night? The act of disobedience that you do, that what is the act of disobedience doing to your iman and doing to your conscience? Make it weak, shallow, sick, dying. Regain your control. Promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will do better for yourself through the remainder of your life. And be sincere in it. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guidance and help. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. And help us to understand the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply it in our life. So we can live in peace and we can die in peace. And inshallah, the hereafter will be in peace. And will be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر